Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beulah Fulman and she's down from Messina Way. Good morning to you, Beulah.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, it's the time of year that I think I try to call you about every year because you have a special event coming up this Saturday.
We are having our annual fundraising salad and soup luncheon.
And it's so much fun because in addition to all of the good food, you have great cooks, of course, in the Messina area. Great food. There's a whole lot more that goes on.
Yes, there is. We have door prizes, a lot of door prizes.
Lovely door prizes.
And this year our theme is holiday cooking from years gone by. So we're going to have a display of things you might have found in your grandmother's kitchen, like churns, coffee grinders, cream skimmers, rolling pins, cookie cutters, whatever.
I'm thinking there are going to be some things there that we go, what did they use this for?
I think so.
What fun. That'll cause some discussion.
And we're going to have aprons on display.
Yeah, basically. You know, aprons have kind of come back a little bit, but we can talk about that some more. Okay, so you have this display of days gone by and door prizes and what else?
We're bringing in cookbooks. Everybody likes to read cookbooks.
Oh,
gently
yes.
Used ones that maybe you've never used. And we'll have them on a table just for a free will offering if anybody would like to go home and take some.
Oh. Yes, and as you say, some people just read those kind of like novels. And
yes.
It's fun to see who submitted a recipe and if it's different than your favorite recipe and you might even find one you want to try.
They're hard to pass by.
Yes. So,
and we'll also have our cookie tins, as usual, and some candy for sale.
Okay, and I've got to elaborate on that a bit. Those beautiful containers that you've kind of collected and saved. And then they're filled with candy and cookies and other kinds of yummy things. And a nice price range. I mean, you can buy a great big one. You can buy a little bitty one.
True.
So it kind of fits your particular needs.
And there will be some vendors again, as usual. Usually probably four or five. A new one this year, I think, is coming. Our Tyson Greenwalds, they have opened a store in Corning, and they sell mixes for dips and cheese balls, and also personalized engraved items make nice Christmas gifts.
Yes, and it's fun to see something. You know, a lot of us may not be familiar with that business, so that'll be fun to see that.
And the last year, we had our ditch tree, and some people said, what is a ditch tree? Well, it's a cedar. You cut it out of the road ditch. And I think it's going to be decorated with cookie cutters this year.
Oh, well, there's all kinds of cookie cutters. And, you know, sometimes, Beulah, I kind of have to guess what that's supposed to be after you cut out the cookie.
Sometimes you do. Mine never raised just right. Yeah. Hard to tell.
Well, and there's one for probably every animal and every car and whatever. There's a cookie cutter for it, so that'll be really fun. And, you know, we started out, the basic thing is you come to enjoy the good food. And you mentioned soup, or various kinds of soup. And what
I don't know what kind. People just have volunteered to bring it. So there will probably be four different kinds.
All right. Well,
for everyone.
And it's hard. It's difficult to choose from my experience in the past. And so I'm guessing, you know, could I get a little bit of one and come back and get a little bit of another one?
Sure.
Okay. And the tables are usually loaded with all kinds of salads and some sweet, some savory, some breads, just everything you'd want for a lunch.
The tables where you eat are decorated by individuals. We call it tables for all seasons. There's usually quite a few Christmas ones, and there's china and silverware, real silverware. They're fun to look at. The doors open at 10, so you're welcome to come and browse and go to the vendors. And serving starts at 11, and also men are invited.
That's a very good point. It's usually pretty much women, but hey, if the men don't come, they're missing out on great food and great conversation. So come on in for lunch. And this is all happening. Did we say this was going to be this Saturday?
We did not.
We better say when this is going to be, Beulah.
It's at the Messina Commons, right there off of the highway.
Okay, at the
school.
At the school,
$7.
Okay. And as you mentioned, the doors open at 10.
Yes.
And I know a lot of us like to come early so we can see all those pretty table settings. Pretty and fun and unique. And, you know, it's And then serving, we should say, starts at 11, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But back to table settings. Some people are so creative. Aren't you surprised every year?
Yes, every year, yes.
You know, there will be one that somebody said, whoa, that's really different. I never thought of that before.
Uh-huh.
And then some people bring out their finest china that they don't use very often.
Or their mothers or their grandmothers.
Yes.
Yes.
So there's some more history. So it's really fun to see all that creativity. And then you get to sit down at one of those beautifully decorated tables and eat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it is kind of like a buffet. You know, pick and choose what you'd like. And I'm just sort of being a personal promoter because I've enjoyed it so much in terms of all of the things you've mentioned and then getting to visit with folks, because this is a really special time. The Messina Historical Society sponsors this once a year, and this Saturday's the time, Beulah.
Yes.
Yes. So $7, and of course, remember that you can buy the candy and cookies and from various things from the vendors, so take a little more with you. Do you know if anybody accepts credit cards?
I don't believe so.
Okay, so bring your checkbook or bring your cash and be prepared. As you mentioned, gifts as well as something for yourself. It's a great opportunity. Will you be having any poinsettias or other plants?
No.
Okay, so I know you've done that sometime in the past.
We have done that in years past, yes.
But you it's good to change, you know. You've added some other kind of interesting things. Now, as we said, this is sponsored by the Messina Historical Society. And you're taking in some money because I'm sure all that food is donated and so on.
Yes.
So what happens to the money?
We use it on different projects. You'd be surprised at what comes up that needs fixed. This summer, our project was to put a new roof on the schoolhouse. A mama coon decided the attic was a good place to have her babies, and she made a hole in the roof. And we did not know it till it rained in.
Uh-huh.
And when she went out one day or in, the plaster fell down. And that's the first we knew when she was there, so that had to be taken care of.
Of course. You got to start with the roof sometime. Well, yeah, that's once you get it built, the roof has got to stay good.
Yes.
So, okay, so you mentioned the schoolhouse. You know, and just in case folks haven't been to Messina, that's just one of the things that you offer through the Historical Society. Go through the others.
That was our first project, and in order to get a lot to place it on, we had to buy a rundown gas station that was on the same lot,
mm-hmm.
and so we restored it and the schoolhouse, and then just across the street, the old barber shop was up for sale, so we tackled that, too. I think we're done now, maybe, but it makes a nice corner, a historical corner.
It really does. Now, is the gas station, like, open? Can you go inside? Is there any reason to go inside the gas station?
It is full of tools. There's some of the original things that were with the gas station, and then we have a couple men that like to go to auctions, and they have purchased lots of antique tools there and have hung them up on the walls. So, yes, there is interesting things there to see, too.
And, of course, you mentioned the schoolhouse. And do you have school children come and visit?
We have had. This year we did not. They had new teachers, and maybe that wasn't a priority. But it was fun when they do come.
Yes, and maybe that'll happen again. And then the barbershop, again, that's
barbershop is restored like it was originally, pretty much. The closest we could get, we had a picture of it, so we kind of went by that.
Uh-huh. Now, if we want to see inside any one or all three of those, what do we need to do?
Well, you can call any historical member or go to the grocery store if it's open, and they will call someone, or there's always somebody willing to unlock it and show you through it.
Okay. Well, the Historical Society has done a great job making sure those things don't go away because, you know, we're further and further away from that history, Beulah, and it's so much more fun to see it in real life, right? Real than looking at a picture in a book.
I think so.
Yes.
And it stays with you more, too.
It does. So Beulah Fullman is just one of the members of the Messina Historical Society. And again, remind us, Beulah, of the event this Saturday.
It's our annual soup and salad luncheon. Doors open at 10, serving of 11, $7, all you can eat. Men invited. Come and buy Christmas gifts for your family and cookies and We'd love to have you.
Okay, and that's all happening at the school in the Commons
School. In the school.
Okay. Thank you so much, Beulah Fulman, for all of the work that you and the members do and for providing this event for us on Saturday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Till next time, here's a Christmas decorating idea. A child's old red wagon makes the perfect holder for wrapped holiday gifts and greenery.